Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas in the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special area of western North Carolina located in the southeast of the United States. I'm delighted you're joining me to listen to this short story, inspired once again by the Akashic Records. Thanks. This month's story is titled The Garden of Secrets. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoyed writing it with the support of the records. So let's begin. The Garden of Secrets. Standing at her window, staring at gray skies heavy with more rain and the soggy grass covered in dead leaves, the only color she sees is the gloomy dark of evergreen trees. She's bored, seriously bored, with heaps of restless on top. The long, cold winter is slowly drawing to an end. Spring is close, but not yet here. She longs to escape, but feels there's nowhere to go. And then she remembers, I can go anywhere in my Akashic Records, anywhere, anytime, and no airline or train tickets are required. In fact, it's a free ride to expansive inner vistas. With the first real enthusiasm she's felt in some time, she opens her records and states, I feel lost and listless. What can you share with me that's important for me to experience at this time? And her records respond with delight. Dear one, we invite you to come with us and explore the Garden of Secrets, where, if you are brave, you can discover your heart's desire. Well, that sounds much better than moping around longing for spring, she thinks, and gives her enthusiastic consent. Her inner vision opens to reveal an imposing stone wall. Set into this wall is an ancient wooden door, blackened with fire and embellished with rough studs of black iron. The door immediately draws her attention. Both the door and the wall look like they've been there forever. As she slowly walks up the stone steps to this door, she vaguely recalls nervously standing here long ago. She sees, with a groan, that there's only a small knob handle and a lock, of course, without a key. Filled with a desire to know what's beyond, she pushes and pounds on the door with all her strength, but nothing happens. Frustrated, she calls out to her records, How do I open this door? I'm ready now to see what's been waiting for me. I'm not afraid anymore. Suddenly, as her hands start feeling warm and tingly, she understands. Gently, she places her right hand over her heart and reaches with the left to cover the lock. As she does, she closes her eyes, takes a deep breath, and opens her heart to divine love. The door swings effortlessly inward. As she peeks inside, the faint notes of a haunting melody reach her ears. Where is that music coming from, she wonders, as she carefully steps into the wild garden. And why does it sound so sad? The music draws her irresistibly from one rough pathway to another, around corners overgrown with rose bushes, morning glory vines, and other straggling greenery. She passes a fountain, noticing sadly that it hasn't sparkled with fresh water in a long time. The garden feels like it's been asleep for many lifetimes, perhaps waiting for her. The desolation of all the years of neglect surrounds her as she continues. After walking a while, she enters an avenue of old trees with a bright light at the end. Her heart lifts as she realizes the music is coming from the light at the end of the pathway. Slowly, she walks the stone pathway between the overarching trees, wondering now if she really wants to know the source of this poignant melody. She's nervous, but can't resist. She must continue. She cautiously walks into the light, at first seeing only more light. Then, as her eyes adjust and the music fades away, she begins to make out a young woman who appears to be floating in an ever-changing field of cosmic energy. Is this the Akashic Field? She wonders. Through the mist, the young woman looks directly at her with wise eyes that see clearly into her very soul. As she gazes in wonder at this vision, she hears a quiet voice within say, "I've been waiting through the ages for you, beloved. It seemed you would never return, and yet here you are." In response to her unvoiced question, she hears the vision reply, "I've been called many different names over the centuries. Gatekeeper, inner divinity, wisdom keeper, twin soul, and the list goes on. You may call me innocence if you like. I am here now to ask if you are ready to step into your true heart's desire, into your full power. Are you ready to be all that your soul longs to be? Or will you turn away yet again?" As she ponders the question, she feels a wave of fear and self-doubt flood through all the levels of her being. Then remembers how bored and restless she'd felt before opening her records. Surely her records wouldn't have brought her to this place at this time if she weren't ready. With this reminder, she decides to move forward even if she isn't perfect yet. She is good enough just as she is. So she steps forward with a courageous heart and merges with innocence. Together, they explore the many facets of her heart's desire. So much to absorb, to delight in, as she opens to the truth of her own heart, culminating in this important message that she vows to never again forget. Love is my empowerment. Self-acceptance is the key. After a while, with her life purpose renewed and revitalized, she finds herself back at the garden door. Even as she walks through the portal and closes it behind her, she knows she'll come back to her garden soon to discover more of its life-changing secrets. As she slowly comes back to present time, to the sacred space in her own home, she stretches her arms and legs, bending forward, focusing on her breath, coming gently and fully back into her body. Before she closes her records, she thanks them sincerely for helping her discover her true heart's desire. When she's ready, She opens her eyes and stands up. No longer bored or restless, she eagerly takes the first step towards accomplishing her newly discovered heart's desire. And with an open heart, she whispers her new mantra. Love is my empowerment. Self-acceptance is the key. To be continued. To experience your own Akashic stories, you could request an Akashic guide for a private session or learn to access your own records even. The links are at the bottom of the post. And if you'd like to post a comment, just scroll down. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this latest Akashic story. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.